This week, our first feature is about Pam Brooks, an extremely prolific writer who sets many of her novels in Norfolk. The feature is read by Elaine Smith.
Pam Brooks loves a love story. She has lost count of the number of smouldering looks, passionate proposal scenes, and happy ever-after wedding days she has been part of. But she knows she has written 100 romantic novels for Mills and Boone. Her 100th novel is published this month. Pam began writing medical romances for Mills and Boone when her baby daughter was ill in hospital over Christmas 2000. A baby of her own was accepted on Chloe's first birthday and published on her second. Pam writes as Kate Hardy and has set many of her novels in Norfolk. She was just 12 when she read her first novel by the publisher and fell in love with romantic fiction. I'd written stories ever since I can remember, and that book crystallised for me that I wanted to write love stories with happy endings, she said. That is still what she loves most about writing romances. There's a guaranteed happy ending, and my readers tell me that when they're feeling low, they read one of my books and it makes the world feel like a better place. Being able to write a book that does that for people is the best job in the world. Several of her books have won national awards, including the Romantic Novelists Association, the RNA, Romance Prize for Breakfast at Giovanni's, and A Will, A Wish and a Wedding, which was inspired by Norfolk butterflies and butterfly experts, and won the RNA Shorter Romantic Novel Award. Judges called it everything you could possibly want from a romance, sweet, sexy, captivating, and a book that makes you laugh and cry. Ballet-loving Pam was also delighted to be presented with a National Literary Prize by Darcy Bustle. Pam grew up in Attleborough and started out as an accountant in Norwich before moving into marketing and then becoming a full-time writer. She lives in Cossey with her husband of 30 years. Her favourite part of the county to set her romances is along the North Norfolk coast. Wells Next the Sea appears quite a lot in my books. The Bluebell Woods at Blickling and Foxley and at Cossey make an appearance, and often there's a garden which might have elements from Blickling, East Ruston or Hoverton Hall. She has also enjoyed exploring the literary potential of more distant settings, including Paris, Sorrento, Rome, the Italian Lakes, Iceland and Vienna, and lots of what we call fake Mediterranean principalities, meaning we can make up our own laws, very handy for a royal book. Her 100th book, Tempted by Her Fake Fiancé, will be launched at a party at Waterstones, Norwich, in the same building the first was launched in 2 decades ago. Despite 30 years of happy marriage, Pam says she's not been able to base her books on real life. For a romance writer, I'm a bit hopeless at romantic gestures, and so is Gerard, my other half. Having said that, I keep an eye out for his favourite musicians and buy tickets to see them because he loves going to shows. And he buys me flowers every week because he knows I love flowers on my kitchen window. And he did surprise me on our 30th wedding anniversary with the most gorgeous pendant with a pearl. I had no idea he even knew the 30th was a pearl anniversary. Although she has come up with 100 and counting plots, she said, "I never, ever get to choose my title. The marketing team does this, and I rant hugely when they stick me with a billionaire title. I mean, you look at the real-life millionaires, and how many of them are gorgeous?"
Thank you, Elaine.